Who'd you talk to, John?
Well, I talked to Matt Carlucci. He owns a State Farm Insurance Agency in San Marco, has run it for more than 30 years. He's a former city council president, very well-known guy. This time around, Matt says that most of the claims he's seeing involve wind damage, specifically fallen trees.
We haven't been hit by a hurricane since 1964, Hurricane Dora. And because of that, we have a huge inventory of large, heavy oak trees. And when you combine the extra weight that they acquire from the rain through the moss and getting into the wood and the soft ground, you just know they're going to start coming down.
That follows the initial statistics from the insurance industry regarding this hurricane. They're saying 90% of the claims are wind damage, 10% storm surge. The total damage in U.S. from Matthew has been estimated about $10 billion. About $6 billion of which is insured. Those figures will rise as more damage is reported in the days and weeks ahead.
But that still leaves about $4 billion that's not insured so far. What's included in that number?
A lot of it is damage from flooding, which a typical homeowner's policy doesn't cover.
Right.
And then in Jacksonville, Carlucci says there are a lot of trees that have just fallen in yards. They haven't hit homes. And if they don't hit a home, you're not covered for that tree removal. So he's seen a lot of homeowners, especially lower income ones, who, you know, are really stuck with a $4,000 bill or higher to remove an oak tree from their backyard. He says, fortunately, the city has set up a fund to help people to pay for tree removal if they can't afford that.
Obviously, when a big storm hits Florida, that's the insurance company's nightmare. But we haven't had a storm directly hit Florida in about a decade.
That's right. And what's interesting is in those years where we had no storms, dozens of smaller property insurance companies have sprung up and grown, and they've been able to grow because they haven't had to pay out the claims. And this all happened at the same time that the really huge companies, the Allstates and the State Farms, were threatening to leave Florida. So these smaller companies came in, they filled that void, and created their own market niches.
Some companies will say, you know what, our niche will be just newer homes. Some companies say our niche will be just older homes. Some companies say our niche will be South Florida, Central Florida, North Coastal.
With all the new property insurance companies in Florida, you have more competition.
Right.
It's not just three or four companies carrying all that risk. It's now 60 or 70 companies. Actually, it has resulted in some lower rates.
WJCT business analyst John Burr spoke with State Farm agency owner Matt Carlucci. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.
The WJCT Business Brief is sponsored by Jacksonville University Davis College of Business. JU Davis means business.